And at 7:06, we have here this morning partly cloudy skies and your current temperature at 33 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for rain and snow, becoming all snow later today with a high near 38 degrees. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. Two storm systems merging over the Midwest this weekend are expected to produce significant snowfall across Iowa and lighter accumulation in Nebraska. The National Weather Service says precipitation beginning late Saturday morning in some areas and late afternoon in others will transition into snowfall overnight. Accumulation of up to 9 inches is possible in southeastern Iowa, and anywhere between 1 to 4 inches is expected across northern portions of the state. Meteorologist Melinda Behrens says a storm entering the region from the southwest and another dropping out of Canada will meet. She says snowfall will get heavier as the storm moves through the state, with central and southeastern Iowa anticipating higher totals. Behrens says light snow is expected in Nebraska, with predicted snow totals highest in the northeast. And we do have winter storm warnings in place that'll go into effect later tonight here for the listening area. That winter storm warning will go into effect at 6 p.m. this evening and continue until 9 p.m. Sunday for Montgomery, Page, Monona, Harrison, Shelby, and Pottawatomie counties. And also a winter storm warning in effect from 7 p.m. this evening until 9 p.m. Sunday for Sac, Crawford, Carroll, Green, Audubon, Guthrie, Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties. And the accumulations are kind of all over the map as far as what we could expect, but anywhere from 3 to 7, even up to 10 inches locally expected in some locations, and more of that heavier snowfall, as you heard in that last story, expected to be off to the central and southeastern portion of the state, kind of taper off a little bit as it heads towards the west and southwestern corner of the state. There is a winter weather advisory also in effect at 9 p.m. this evening until 6 p.m. Sunday for Mills and Fremont counties. Right now in those counties, they're predicting anywhere from 2 to 6 inches of snowfall accumulation. We'll keep you up to date on what's going on with the weather here on KJAN. In other local news, Red Oak Police responded to the scene of an injured Red Oak man on Friday at 6 p.m. to assist Red Oak Rescue when the man became combative. 53-year-old Kenneth Eugene Stroop of Red Oak had been intoxicated and was bleeding from his head after a fall. Mr. Stroop became combative during his assistance and assaulted a paramedic. He was subdued and transported to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital, where he was later cleared. After being cleared from the hospital, Stroop was arrested for assault on a health care provider, a serious misdemeanor. He also had two separate active warrants out of Decatur and Clark counties for failure to appear. He was taken to Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on three different bonds, set at $1,000, $2,000, and $2,000 each, all cash only. The Red Oak Police Department was assisted by the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. Police in Clarinda report two area teens were arrested Friday in connection with a residential burglary that took place Thursday afternoon. Police Chief Keith Brothers says that around 3:40 p.m., on Thursday, officers responded to a report of a burglary in progress at 100 East Nishna Street. When they arrived, the suspected burglars had already fled the scene. Tyler Price, who owns the home, was not home at the time of the burglary. When Price returned home, he discovered property valued at approximately $700 had been stolen. On Friday, police arrested two juvenile males, ages 15 and 16, for felony burglary and theft of property from Price's home. Both juveniles were transported to the Southwest Iowa Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs. The arrests will be referred to the Page County Juvenile Court Services and to the Juvenile Division of the Page County Attorney's Office for additional action. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a crash and foot pursuit early this morning. At approximately 1:59 a.m., deputies were following a black 1995 Chevy driven by 19-year-old Kyle James Olson of Red Oak, traveling westbound on 180th Street. Olson then ran a stop sign at 180th Street and K Avenue and lost control of the vehicle and rolled it onto its side. Deputies then turned on their emergency lights as they approached the vehicle when Olson exited and fled on foot. A canine was deployed and tracked Olson to a rural residence where he was taken into custody. Olson was transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and charged with interference with official acts and failure to obey a stop sign. Damages were estimated at $8,000. A Council Bluffs man accused of having an inappropriate relationship with a teenager will stand trial February 5th. The Daily Nonpareil reports that 48-year-old youth softball coach John Osborne is charged with four counts of third-degree sexual abuse upon a minor with regard to an incident involving a 14-year-old friend of his daughter. The incident allegedly occurred in July of 2014. Osborne has pled not guilty to the charges. According to the Council Bluffs Police Department, the teen was a member of the team that Osborne coached, and the victim stated that she and Osborne began exchanging text messages back in June of 2014. A total of five Adair County residents were arrested Thursday evening on drug charges following a traffic stop in Cass County. Sheriff's Department reports that just before 7 p.m., a deputy with the Cass County Sheriff's Office conducted a traffic stop on Highway 92 and 620th Street. During the course of the stop, the Cass County canine conducted a sniff of the vehicle and indicated a narcotic odor. The search of the vehicle was conducted by Cass County deputies and approximately a half pound of methamphetamine with a street value estimated at $20,000, a half ounce of marijuana, baggies, scales, and paraphernalia were located. Deputies arrested four Bridgewater residents, 51-year-old Henry Lewis DeGraw, 32-year-old Julie Ann Holmes, 33-year-old Justin Paul Parker, and 46-year-old Samantha A. Jones. All four subjects were arrested on charges of possession of methamphetamine with intent to deliver, a Class B felony, possession of marijuana with intent to deliver, a Class D felony, two counts of drug tax stamp violations, Class D felonies, and prohibited acts, which is an aggravated misdemeanor. Additional charges are pending at this time. As a result of the traffic stop, a Cass County deputy obtained search warrants for the three residences in Bridgewater. The search warrants were executed simultaneously by the Cass County Sheriff's Office, Adair County Sheriff's Office, Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, Iowa State Patrol, Atlantic Police Department, and Greenfield Police Department. 63-year-old Tony Lynn Reese of Bridgewater was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia and taken to the Adair County Jail during those searches. Additional charges are still pending as well at this time. An Eastern Iowa man arrested earlier this month when his 4-year-old daughter was hospitalized with head trauma has been charged with first-degree murder after her death. The Iowa Department of Public Safety says 20-year-old Oscar Jimenez also faces charge of child endangerment resulting in death. He was arrested on January 20th on a charge of multiple acts of child endangerment after Marlene Jimenez of Columbus Junction was taken to the hospital with serious head injuries. She died 3 days later. An autopsy was performed at the University of Iowa, but results were not immediately released. State officials released a statement Friday that says additional charges were filed on Tuesday after further investigation. The public defender listed for Jimenez did not immediately return a message. That's a look at some of those latest news headlines here for you this morning. Taking a look now at your funeral announcements. Lafayette Eichelberger, age 90 of Avoca, died Sunday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A memorial service for Lafayette Eichelberger will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the United Church of Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home Avoca has arrangements. Joanne Peters Hall, age 81 of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Greenfield Manor. A celebration of life service for Joanne Hall will be held on Saturday or today at 11 a.m. at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home Stewart has arrangements. Rhonda Jensen, age 72 of Harlan, died Friday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Rhonda Jensen will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Anita Josephine Clay, age 94 of Harlan, died Thursday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services with Eastern Star Service for Anita Josephine Clay will be held on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Jim Maycumber, age 80 of Manila, died November 5th as a result of an automobile accident north of Dunlop. Funeral services for Jim Maycumber will be held on February the 20th at 10:30 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. OD Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements here this morning on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.